In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good morning. I wish you a happy feast of All Saints. All Saints that we celebrate today, but actually occurred on Friday, the 1st of November. In other words, the morning after Halloween. All Hallows Eve. The Feast of All Saints is a principal feast of the church. It's one of the big seven, sort of like Easter and Christmas. It is also one of 4 days set aside in the Book of Common Prayer, saying as far as possible, baptisms should be reserved for these 4 days. Now, when we celebrate All Saints, we think about saints. A saint is a holy one. And in the New Testament, when the word saint is used, it always refers to Christians, all Christians. You are all saints. Christians are always extraordinary. And so on All Saints and All Souls Day, we remember those saints who have come before us, whose example and inheritance we follow. Now, early in the history of the church, there arose kind of a bifurcation, a thought that certain saints were just legendary in their faith lives, right? They lived these heroic lives of faith that were worthy of emulation. And so they were remembered and passed down the stories from generation to generation, just like you might tell stories of your grandfather. And so All Saints Day is often thought to remember those saints, and therefore another holiday was added on November 2nd, yesterday, for All Souls. And All Souls is just like All Saints Day, but it's more personal, right? It's those saints that you remember that were important in your life, right? Maybe your grandmother, maybe your parents, who knows, your sibling. More personal, and perhaps not remembered as quite as widely by the world around you, but perhaps no less worthy of emulation for their life of faith. Now we have a curious set of readings today for a major feast, a holiday of the church, in that our readings center on death and on tears. Even our hymns, and All Saints has such great hymns. Our entrance hymn, which we don't sing at the 8 o'clock, but we did last night and we will at the 10:30, is "I Sing a Song of the Saints of God, Patient and Brave and True." And then it goes on and it lists all the different places where we might meet saints in our daily lives, right? On the train, or at tea, or, you know, at work, or among doctors, or among teachers, or, you know, all sorts of places we meet saints in the world. And toward the end of the second verse, it says, "And one was slain by a fierce wild beast, and there's not any reason, no, not the least, why I shouldn't be one too." Which I find kind of hilarious that they get slain by beasts and, okay, maybe I should do that too. But that is one of the things about saints and about the saints that we remember. Nearly all of the saints officially recognized by the churches died before they were recognized as saints. In fact, frequently it was in the manner of their death that they were acknowledged, that they were recognized as saints. We see people and we realize they are saints by the way they live, and often that expression finds its culmination in the way that they died. For me, that's one of the beautiful and touching things about my job, is that often I get invited to accompany people who are approaching death, or perhaps experiencing death. And that is when I get to see faith in action. That's when I get to see the effects of a life spent in devotion to Jesus and how that comes to expression as a person faces their final moments. And so the saints in their deaths show me what freedom looks like, right? The capacity to meet that moment with courage. And that's one way that we could understand the entire practice of the Christian faith, right? It's a learning to find the freedom to die well, Because when we have the freedom to die well, then we have the freedom to live well. Right? Then we are able to live free of fear, unconstrained, lives of courageous integrity. When we are ready to face our deaths and our mortality, then we can spend our lives not running from the thousand little deaths that we experience every day. Lives that are free to be who God created us to be. And so from our gospel reading today, who knew that freedom from fear better than Lazarus? The one described repeatedly in the gospel as the dead man. In our gospel, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, but he doesn't do it right away, right? He doesn't skip right to, well, okay, it's going to be fine. Instead, our whole gospel reading is about Jesus grieving, right? It is about Jesus joining his friends and strangers even in their grief. Jesus knew what he was about to do, and yet grief still was an important part of that day. Jesus knows that life is hard. Jesus experienced the hard things in life. And even in the face of resurrection, Jesus shares that grief with his friends. And Jesus reminds us, shows us, demonstrates for us that grief is not the last word. That in Jesus, there is always hope. In Jesus, there is always life. And so Jesus' command at the end of our gospel reading today is when he says about the dead man, unbind him, let him go. In just a couple hours at our 10:30 service, we are going to celebrate two baptisms. We will celebrate back there at the font a ritual bath and also a ritual death. Baptism is intended to be a drowning. And with that drowning, with that death, comes resurrection and new life. When you were baptized, whether you remember it or not, when you were baptized, you had a new beginning and a foreshadowing of your end. If you have been baptized, you have already died. And you have already been raised to new life. And so you know how this story goes. Today we will recognize, we will in fact, in a sense, create two new saints. Janaya and Jaina will be baptized into Christ, sealed by the Holy Spirit, marked as Christ's own forever. And in this way, they will mark one of the first major waypoints in their spiritual journeys. Today we will celebrate with Janaya and Jaina as they join us in this new life. Today they will be our teachers. They will preach to us with their whole beings, and they will remind us what we signed up for and encourage us on our way. We worship a God who cares about the things that hurt us, the things that constrain us, the things that bind us. And in baptism, in that symbol of death and resurrection, you were freed by God. The same God who continues to say of you today, unbind him, unbind her, let her go. Amen.